through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're going great in here. It's 100% New Zealand Music Week on BFM, and we're having a lot of fun. And I'm keen to hear about what's happening in the media.
Hear, hear. So, I just heard a couple of things about the... I think I'm too loud. Let me turn this thing down a little bit.
Sounds good.
I wanted to talk a little bit about some details that came out from the budget last week, because all the announcements kind of got made almost immediately after we did Media Bat.
Yes.
Last Thursday. So, okay, the first bit I want to talk about is the new public media entity, which is the to be merged organisation coming out of TVNZ and Radio New Zealand. They're going to link up. We've been talking about this for literally years now. And
two whole years.
They've said it's going to launch in mid-July 2023, which is next year. So it's in just over a year away. And personally, I'll believe it when I see it. But hey, maybe.
Sweet.
We don't know.
Sweet.
Could happen.
Okay.
So Broadcasting Minister Chris Farfoy did finally provide some details. People have really been waiting for some concrete details about this new organisation, because it got announced a really long time ago, and then things have been lightly announced, not confirmed, changed over time. So there's been a lot of ambiguity, which is really, especially for the people who are working at Radio New Zealand and TVNZ, pretty destabilising. It makes it very hard to plan and do any kind of strategic thinking about what you want to do with your organisation going forward. So what has been announced is $327 million of new funding over 3 years for this new entity. There's a lot of math, and doing math on the radio is, I've learned, a really stupid idea. I was like going through...
Struggled with counting on the radio sometimes, so I feel you.
I know. The top 10's coming up. We'll see how we go.
Numbers out loud on the radio are just a terrible idea that's really hard to follow. So I've been trying to figure out what bits to pluck out. By the way, this is mainly drawing on reporting from a Stuff article by Tom Puller-Stricker, who went through and did analysis last week after these details came out, and went and interviewed a whole bunch of people. Basically what it boils down to ultimately is that the new entity should be getting $58 million a year in new funding. If you sort of like combine what Radio New Zealand and TVNZ get from the government and equal it all out, this will get that plus $58 million a year.
Far out.
Which is like significant. That is an increase of, now I'm doing the percentages, which is terrible, and I'm doing them in my head. It's like more than 50% increase. It's
nice.
Like a, you know, 150% of the current funding levels plus. There are some concerns around this new entity. There are many concerns around this new entity, but the Better Public Media Chair, Miles Thomas, has pointed out quite rightly that, you know, there are all these commitments in the budget that are planning the formation of the new entity, and a lot of things are going to have to happen at the start of it to build this thing up, and there are budget commitments in there until 2026. There's no guarantee that Labour will be in charge after the next election. And whilst I haven't seen a ton of commentary from National, this, you know, heavy public funding of a media entity doesn't, to me, seem to jive with the sort of style that they've got, particularly under their new leader, Christopher Luxon. So the quote that they've got from the Better Public Media Chair was, without sustainable long-term funding, such as a ring-fenced levy, the future remains uncertain. The public funding if the public funding were to go the same way as the TVNZ charter, it could drag RNZ down with it. So just speaking to the, you know, it's good that we've got certainty in the budget about this stuff, but there was a piece a little while ago, a couple months ago, in the spin-off about the suggestion of us having a separate TV fee, broadcasting fee, that we would pay.
Yes.
Which is similar to how it operates with the BBC in the UK and a few other countries around the world. And what that does is it basically lifts the funding out of the political arena so that these organisations don't have to rely on whatever government of the day decides is important
yeah.
and reflects that in their budget. So that we're not doing that in New Zealand. It will be subject to whatever the government of the day thinks is a good idea or not. But at least it does look like the fog is starting to lift on this new public entity. And in about 14 months from now, it should exist.
All right. Well, that will be really interesting to see, since we've talked about this so often. And it's mostly just been, they said some stuff and we'll wait and see. And this is, I guess, a slightly more concrete version of that. So we'll be still waiting to see.
It is quite a different thing. We've got numbers in the budget now, so that is quite a big stake in the ground.
Totally.
Another thing that was brought up from Budget 2022 was some new funding for the Māori media sector. I just want to go through a quick little timeline here, and I'm drawing on reporting from Radio New Zealand's Media Watch. So in 2018, there was a review of Māori media called the Māori Media Sector Shift that was commissioned by Nanai Mahuta, who was the Māori Development Minister at that time. This report came out with a few recommendations, but a major one was centralising Māori news gathering operations to a single outlet. And that recommendation drew pretty widespread anger from across the sector. It was described as a ghettoisation of Māori news gathering. And even the deputy minister, Willie Jackson, for Māori development, he came out and criticised that recommendation as well. Nanai Mahuta obviously has moved on to a different portfolio now, and Willie Jackson is now the minister, and he's ordered a fresh review of this plan by appointing a new Māori Broadcasting Advisory Panel. So this all happened a little while ago, and the expectation was that there would be a new strategic report, basically, with a new set of recommendations for the Māori media sector. That hasn't really eventuated.
Right.
There is no new strategic plan that has been made public, but in Budget 2022, they earmarked $40 million in additional funding over the next 2 years for Māori broadcasting. But without sort of public a step change in public strategy to back up where that funding's going to go, it's left some people scratching their head a little bit in terms of how that's going to get divvied up. RNZ has pointed out as well that this is kind of similar to last year, when $42 million got allocated to, quote, build a sustainable Māori media sector across the following 4 years. And a report, we were told, was forthcoming, but it's a year on now, and that report seems to never have been made publicly available. It's not viewable on Te Puni Kōkiri's website or seemingly anywhere else. So, more additional funding, great.
More watch the space moments.
Well, it's just like it's really important to back up additional funding with, you know, solid strategy.
Totally.
Because otherwise the money kind of can disappear a little bit. The final thing I just want to talk about, which is sort of media, sort of not. This is straight commentary, actually. Let's just put this one
squarely this is in the commentary in the box.
Now, look, you know I'm pretty good at usually not swearing on air for Media Watch. I'm a pretty sweary guy generally, but I reserve mine for, opportune moments. And can I just say, comedians need to lay the fuck off trans people.
Yep.
I do not understand what this middle-aged male comedian obsession is with throwing trans people under the bus at the moment, but it's making me goddamn crazy. People will have seen online, especially Ricky Gervais released a new special on Netflix, and it's just got the most horseshit jokes at the expense of the trans community. And, you know, this is joining the ranks of stuff that Dave Chappelle was talking about recently, and to a lesser extent Joe Rogan and a bunch of others. And it's just like, guys, you just look like a pack of assholes.
Yeah.
And the jokes weren't even fucking funny. So, anyway, two F-bombs from me. I think they were well used.
They were well placed there, I think. Tim, I appreciate that. Thank you for that commentary.
To pick things back up, I got a show on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a big, fun show.
It's going to be a very fun show. We're talking about the one-off fest. And who's joining you on this extravaganza, Tim?
Holy smokes, we've got so many people. Ever heard of Guy Montgomery?
I know of him. Yes, I do.
He's going to be there. Two Hearts, which is Joseph Moore and Laura Daniels' fantastic comedy pop duo act. Paul Williams, who people might recognise from Taskmaster. We got Keegan Govind. We got Courtney Dawson. We've got Lips playing. And we've got Matthew Crawley will be DJing. And crucially as well, we've got Dick Move.
Awesome.
All these acts, all these comedians, all these bands will be playing live on Saturday night at Q Theatre. from 8 o'clock. You can grab tickets if you go to timbat.co.nz, B-A-T-T. And we're live streaming it as well, so you can even buy a live streaming ticket if you're unable to come but you still want to enjoy the show.
Exactly. I think if you've got a friend who's got the COVID and is isolating and having a terrible time, you should buy them a ticket so that they can watch it from the comfort of their bed and, like, you know, Tissue Palace, because I think that would be a nice thing to do.
I love that idea. Do that. Well, buy it as a gift.
Thank you very much, Tim. We're going to have a listen to Dick Move just after the sting. Have a great time this weekend. And if people want to go, we can give them some tickets. So if you want 2 tickets to go to Tim's fantastic comedy music extravaganza, you can text us now with your name, your B card number, and one off fest. Thank you, Tim.
Kia ora.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.